Amazing facts change lives.
I was addicted to all different types of things. I finally hit rock bottom when I got pulled over one night after a heavy night of partying with some friends. I was drunk, high on ecstasy, and I realized then that I had to make a change.
I was in the military and listening to very satanic music every day, and heard this whisper to the car of 666 into my knuckles. Contemplated on it a while, and I was sitting at my desk, and I had my knife on me, and I started carving the horizontal lines for the sixes into my index finger first with serrated edges, and started to enjoy it. I wanted to make it known who I wanted to follow, actually. Not knowing I was following Satan at the time, just I thought it was a cool thing to do.
So I met this guy online, and that was my husband, Vince. And I noticed his ears. And we started talking, and he was just adorable.
Flew down and actually met her here in Arizona.
And at that point, I found out quickly after we met that I was pregnant.
So shortly after our daughter was born, it was a very exciting moment, but the nurses and doctors noticed something right away, that she was extremely orange with jaundice.
And she ended up in the hospital, very sick. And it was extremely hard on us. We were teenagers. We were scared. Our baby was sick. I was with someone that was very angry. And at that point, we were in the hospital room. And I remember a chaplain coming in and speaking with the people, since it was like a conjoined room, we had a roommate. And the chaplain had said, you know, if he could pray for the other family, and that's when I knew that it was my chance. I had to take that opportunity, and I asked my husband, should I go talk to him?
And I said, no way, I wanted nothing to do with God, I wanted nothing to do with talking to this chaplain.
I decided that I was going to get up anyway. And I got up, and you could tell he was very angry that I decided to walk over. And I went to the chaplain, and I asked him to come over and speak to us, and he did.
And he came in, and we asked him questions, and he actually came to visit us every single day.
The chaplain that we met with mentioned Amazing Facts study guides and just the ministries.
He showed us videos and study guides from Amazing Facts specifically. It was on final events and cosmic conflict. At that point, we had transferred hospitals to an outpatient hospital, and we were able to watch these videos, and we were hooked on them.
It was a huge blessing. We would watch Pastor Doug, and we would sit up late at night watching sermons, and we were just teenagers. Most kids our age were out doing crazy things, and here we are at home with popcorn and chocolate bars watching Pastor Doug.
This young couple came into the Camelback Church holding a beautiful little baby. And this was one of the first times that I had ever met Vince and Brittany.
We needed somebody to show us that they loved us, that they supported us. And Pastor Ben was there giving us Bible studies on marriage counseling as well as baptism.
I was still smoking and drinking lightly and a few things along those lines. And it was one day when I woke up on February 15th, 2011, after watching many sermons on Amazing Facts from Pastor Doug and having a really solid church family, that I was able to say no more. And from that day on, I stopped all of my addictions.
And ultimately, their lives began to take on just a new dimension of congruity, because Jesus was there, and he was the one that was bringing that sense of belonging and hope and help.
We decided to get baptized and married. And we got baptized one day and married the next, and it was an amazing experience.
And we found a spot by the lake, and it was absolutely perfect. The evening was coming to a close. The sun was about ready to go down.
We were standing in the water with Pastor Ben, and the sky was such a deep red. The reflections off the sky was almost as if we were standing in blood. We were washed in the blood of Jesus.
And that was the moment that God painted the canvas of the sky with the most beautiful colors, signifying the journey that he was going to be laying out for Vince and Brittany.
Shortly after we were baptized, about a month later, we had realized that my scars were gone. I was completely healed physically of not having the 666 on my knuckles anymore. And I struggled with that for so long because of what I did. And he forgave me.
Many times when we think of the way that we've been led to Christ, we think there's usually one individual. But having been able to work alongside Pastor Ben and Pastor White, it's been great to see how we've been able to work with Brittany and Vincent and seen them just really grow. And this has really been something that's been beneficial to me. You know, sometimes I think about this and the Bible says, more blessed is he who gives than receives. And I feel in many times more blessed just seeing them and seeing all the challenges they've gone through, all the difficulties, and seeing them overcome these things. It amazes me.
As I reflect back on everything I've done in my life, completely going against God, wanting nothing to do with him, he still tried so